So obviously what happened out in Dearborn this week was unbelievable. I mean, the scenes were tragic, sad. It was
all of the above. All of that.
Made me mad.
Yeah.
All those things. Well, Representative Jim DeSena, who represents the 29th House District, he met with business leaders in the community. And I think his district just stopped short or borders Dearborn Heights. So obviously a lot of time spent in that community. But the meeting of local business leaders and community leaders who were calling for peace, not saying you couldn't demonstrate, not saying you couldn't come out and protest, but were listening to what the community was saying. And he joins us this morning to talk about it. Representative, it's good to have you.
Thank you for having me on, Chris.
Talk to us a little bit about why you thought it was important to meet with members of the community ahead of this protest, and just kind of your thoughts on what you ended up seeing.
Well, I grew up in Wyandotte, Michigan, very short distance from Dearborn. And my district, like you said, I come within a couple of miles of Dearborn. I'm the closest Republican state rep to Dearborn. And I felt it was important to really speak to Dearborn as a thriving, peaceful community. These people, many of them have been here since the early 1900s to work in our auto industry. They are great Americans, hardworking. Dearborn is a safe city. Many of the people who live in our area know that how integrated it is into the Detroit area. And to say this is not our community, this is not Downriver, this is not Western Wayne County. This we stand together with people who are law-abiding, legal residents of America.
How would you describe the mood, Representative, among residents? Are they angry, they're fearful, defiant, united, something else?
No, I would say anger is probably not the emotion I saw the most. It was disbelief, I think. I watched many of the videos. I watched Jake Lang speak at a church with a crucifix in his hand while calling people mongrels and cockroaches. I watched him march across the library lawn with a Nazi flag right next to him. And if anybody thought it was just happenstance, the man holding the Nazi flag had a Nazi t-shirt on too. So I watched, it was embarrassing. I think embarrassment is the biggest word I would use when, and many of the people who watched the council proceedings, Jake Lang said, Muslims go home. He said he has cruise ships, planes, and trains. I don't know if anybody fact-checked that to see if Jake Lang actually owns cruise ships. But anyway, you know, I'm a Catholic, and I believe that after the greatest commandment of love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, the second greatest commandment is love your neighbor. And this was just, to me, was so beyond the pale to go to a council meeting and tell a whole town they need to leave. Somebody had to come up and speak up against it.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yes.
It's important that we have leaders that do that, that stand up to this, because I was disgusted by what I saw. I thought it did make me angry. It was completely unbelievable that was happening in Dearborn. Why did you feel that it was important to go stick up for a community that you don't technically represent in Lansing?
I didn't see any generation of the conservative side speaking up, and I felt somebody had to speak up. I am the closest in proximity. Many of my colleagues are in West Michigan, Northern Michigan, and they're not close. They were not close to this situation, so I said, I need to go. We need to speak with these Dearborn business leaders. I grew up in Wayne County. Many of these people I interact with. My wife and I have had a farm for most of our married life. We've had entire Muslim families come to our farm at Ramadan to butcher a sheep, to butcher a lamb. And we've known these families sometimes for many years. And so I had a particular connection to the Iraqi and the Yemeni communities of Dearborn. These people are my friends. Now, people will say, well, Jim, you're nothing like them. And in America, we don't have to be like somebody to feel that bond of being fellow Americans. I mean, I'm sure people would go to Cleveland and go to Little Italy and say, wow, I feel like I'm in Italy. And, you know, people hold on to their traditions and onto their culture and onto their many of their things that they practiced as a child. I don't think that that's a wrong thing in America. I think it's a good thing. I think it's important to remember that Dearborn is a safe city. It's not a crime-ridden place. There's lots and lots of places in America we could say we've got problems. We've got drug problems. We've got problems with homelessness. Dearborn, we don't particularly have an intensification of those problems.
And what do you think of these racist flyers that were scattered across Dearborn Heights, this Dearborn Heights neighborhood? Now, I'm not sure if they found out who distributed them, but your thoughts on this?
I just think it's abhorrent. As a constitutional conservative, I feel that we really have to speak up for our country and America. We are all Americans. I can speak to my background. Our family we were here before the Revolutionary War. And if somebody would have come and said, go home, leave, what would our reaction be?
Right.
This is my home. This is America. Mm-hmm. In fact, many of my Muslim friends, when we were talking at the press conference, they're like, we've gone back to Iraq. We're different now. We're Americans. They look at us different. We wouldn't want to go back there. We love America. We love our freedom. We love the fact how prosperous America is compared to these countries where oppression is the rule of the day. And so they don't want to go back. They want America. They really want what we have. Now the question is, can we preserve it? Can we live together? And I think that we have to speak up. We have to bond together as Americans and say, we may not agree on everything. We may not even agree politically.
Right.
But we
love
agree.
Each other. We love thy neighbor, as you put it.
Absolutely.
Jim DeSena, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Take a break. More next.